秘鲁独立战争英雄奥拉雅说，纵使我有一千次生命，我也愿意全部献给我的祖国。
The speech of President Xi Jinping quoted a patriotic saying from a hero in Peru's independence war in the 19th century. He said, the similarities between Chinese history and that of Latin America, in which both have struggled for national independence, make it much easier for the two sides to understand and support each other in today's world.These words, however, are more than just eloquent diplomatic rhetoric. President Xi Jinping is on his third tour to Latin America since he took office 3 years ago. The second trip in the year 2014 saw the Chinese president meet with all leaders of Latin American and Caribbean states. The meeting produced a regular dialogue mechanism between the two sides.During the speech at the Peruvian Congress, President Xi Jinping said China-Latin America ties are now closer than ever.
We are standing at the start of a new phase. Let us contribute our mutual efforts to the establishment of a China-Latin America community of shared destiny. I'd like to make a few proposals here.First, let's focus on peace and development in our relations. Secondly, let's dovetail our development strategies. Third, let's strengthen and speed up our cooperation to achieve common prosperity. And fourth, let's share our progress and achievement to benefit people on all sides.
Almost all Latin American countries are developing economies.The orthodox Chinese foreign policy has been viewing relations with developing countries as the foundation of China's interactions with the rest of the world. During his speech, the top leader of the world's second largest economy said China is so willing to share the benefits of its economic development with Latin America.
It is estimated that China's imports will hit $8 trillion over the next 5 years. In the meantime, we'll make use of some $600 billion in foreign investment. Chinese overseas investment will reach $750 billion. Outbound Chinese tourists will exceed 700 million people. All these developments will provide a broader market, more capital, abundant products, and more cooperation opportunities for countries around the world, including our Latin American brothers.
China is currently the second largest trading partner for Latin America. At the same time, Latin America has become the second most popular destination for overseas Chinese investment.Following the speech, the Chinese president was honored by Peru's parliament with its highest congressional medal of honor, the Order of the Sun. For CRI, this is Ding Han.